You're listening to SBS News.
They're some of society's most vulnerable, but new data shows elderly women are finding it increasingly difficult to survive.
The other day I spoke to a woman and she had been living in her car with her teenage son for more than a year. You know, I spoke to a woman not that long ago and she told me that a couple of times a week she dishes up meals to her teenage sons, pours herself a cup of tea and sits down and watches them eat their dinner. And for a country like Australia to have people living below the poverty line like that, it's just heartbreaking.
That was Salvation Army spokesperson Lauren Martin. She says there are a number of factors making older women vulnerable to poverty.
Many women take a step back from their career to look after children when the kids are young. And then often when the kids get older, you find that women are the ones caring for elderly parents or people in the family that might be sick. So what happens is if something unexpected happens in their life, like a job loss, or not being able to get part-time employment or a relationship breakdown, they can very easily find themselves spiralling into a really tricky situation. Sometimes that means even homelessness.
The Salvation Army has witnessed a 50% increase in the number of women aged 55 to 64 suffering employment issues, which leads to financial stress and housing insecurity. Equality Rights Alliance program manager Helen Daly Fisher says a history of gendered economic inequality is a major contributing factor.
We have a long history of gendered economic inequality. And when you've got that pattern setting up over a long period, women taking time out of the workforce in order to care for children, women who are being paid less on a gendered basis for the same work over a long period and have less superannuation when they retire, that's when you get a group that's vulnerable to housing stress and to homelessness.
She says overcoming the issue will require a cultural change as well as government intervention.
Making sure that we're addressing the unconscious bias that leads to a number of the issues like discrimination and the wage gap, which is a difficult thing to address, but it's something that we need to do across the entire culture.
Overall, the Salvation Army has seen a 40% increase in the total number of people accessing its financial counselling in the past 5 years. A quarter of its clients experience extreme housing stress, with 70% of their income going towards housing. The Salvation Army's Lauren Martin is urging federal and state governments to prioritise easing the financial struggle.
We've been calling for some time for the federal government to kickstart Newstart. We know that government benefits need a significant increase in order to allow Australians living on government benefits to live with dignity.
The Salvation Army is holding its annual Red Shield Appeal fundraiser this weekend and is calling for public donations so that it can continue providing services to vulnerable Australians. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.